Looking to earn a business degree that fits your busy life? UNC Greensboro's Bryant School of Business and Economics offers flexible, fully online programs with courses as short as 7 weeks. Get the same high-quality education as you would on campus with the convenience and affordability of online learning. Explore a variety of in-demand programs. Don't wait. Apply now to start this fall. Visit bryant.uncg.edu to apply today.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Tuesday to you. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for tuning in, wherever you might be. Leaving work, on the way to work, getting money, doing things you may not supposed to be doing. I don't know. None of my business. But thank you for being here. We got a lot to get into. We got Big 12 Media Day. People are talking about the college football playoff. We got the New York Knicks who introduced their new head coach, or if you want to call him a victim, Mike Brown. We got Wimbledon going on. We got a big match with an American tomorrow morning in Ben Shelton. We got Gil Gross, who's going to join us from the Tanis Channel. We got Christian Winfield, who will be here on behalf of the New York Daily News. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander has another accomplishment. Another one? He's going to be in front of a video game. Kevin Durant talks about his Achilles journey and what this means for guys like Damian Lillard and Jason Tatum. This day in sports history, a decision was made by LeBron James. And if you ask Draymond Green, you know, maybe LeBron's decision from years ago may have had an effect on what's going on in the NBA today. So we got a lot to discuss, a lot to get into. We got a whole show on Netflix about quarterbacks and how betrayed and misled and how sad and angry they are. We'll learn why Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff and Joe Burrow were just in foul moods last year. Maybe foul moods right now. Anyway, you can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, you want to be a part of the show? You can do that, too. You ready? 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Me? I'm on the internet. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Be back here on a Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. It's like once you hit July 4th, it's like hyperspeed just straight away. You know, damn it, it was July 4th, was almost a week ago, 4 days ago. But damn it, it sure as hell is flying when you take a look at the calendar. Botcha, how are you? Time flying for you?
Time has gone. This entire year has flew by. The fact that it's already like basically the middle of the year of 2025, I don't like it.
Oh, yes. It's good to be a here and experiencing it. Let's go ahead and put it that way. And speaking of experiences, man, I don't know if I want to congratulate this man or say good luck, maybe a combination of all of it. Mike Brown was introduced today as the new head coach of the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks that cannot get out of their own way to save their own lives. The New York Knicks, who just had their most successful season in about 25 years, just had their best stretch with head coach Tom Thibodeau in 25 years, a five-year stretch, going to the playoffs 4 out of 5 years, this time one step away from the NBA Finals. Well, they congratulated him by firing him. And so after what they said, and I'm giving air quotes, what they said was a thorough search landed them on Mike Brown, who was just fired by the Sacramento Kings this past season, in the middle of the season, who, by the way, didn't want to talk about, you know, the reasons why the Kings told him they fired him. He's like, I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. And then he has jumped into the cesspool that is the New York Knicks, run by the, you know, depending on how he feels, he'll keep you, he'll fire you. James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks. Mr. Rabbit Ears, I hear everything. I got a beef with everybody. And so for Mike Brown, he has entered into, I don't want to say the Terror Dome. Mike Brown has entered into what can be a cesspool with the New York Knicks. But at least the Knicks pay good. We don't know the details of his contract. But at least we know he's going to get paid handsomely. And oh yeah, by the way, the Kings should be picking up part of his money as well. And so Mike Brown, who got fired by the Kings, coached the Cleveland Cavaliers, coached the Cavs when LeBron was a pup and took those bums with him to the finals to get beat up by the Spurs. He coached the Lakers. And he was an assistant with the Golden State Warriors a few seasons ago when they were winning three and four championships. He was right there. So he has experience. But he's never won anything. He's never won anything being the head coach. He's never won anything real big without LeBron James. Yeah, it's great to be an assistant on a team with, I don't know, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. It's great to be an assistant on the San Antonio Spurs with, I don't know, Tim Duncan and even David Robinson chipping in. What are you going to do with these New York Knicks? Mike Brown actually spoke to the media. The New York Knicks let an employee converse with the media in an open forum at a press conference. Damn. Mike Brown was asked about being the new head coach of the Knicks, and he says, I understand New York City. I understand the Knicks. I understand the lights of Madison Square Garden. It's big time.
Well, you know, there's nobody has any bigger expectations, first of all, than I do. I mean, my expectations are high. But I mean, this is the Knicks. I talked about Madison Square Garden being iconic. I love and embrace the expectations that come along with it. So I'm looking forward to it.
The expectations are what they are. There's a mix of a segment of the fan base which is just absolutely nutty. The part of the fan base that says fire Tom Thibodeau and doesn't really have a real idea as to what happens next. And then unfortunately that also applies to the New York Knicks, who actually had the power and did fire Tom Thibodeau and had no idea what they wanted to do next. Well, let's fire him. Let's ask for Jason Kidd. Let's fire him and ask for coaches from around the entire NBA. Let's fire him. And then since we can't get any of those things, let's just hire Mike Brown. And so there were so many conversations to be had about how Tom Thibodeau mishandled the rotation, didn't utilize the depth on the New York Knicks bench. And I think the fact that they've added some bench pieces might tell you that they didn't have depth on the bench last year for Tom Thibodeau to use. But anyway, Mike Brown is friends with Tom Thibodeau. And so he was asked about Tibbs and the team and what he's going to do different. And he had to tell him right out the gate, like, hey, I think Tom did a good job last year, but I'm going to do things different. What they are right now, we have no idea. Listen to this.
Like I said, you know, I thought Tom Thibodeau did a great job, and the guys did a fantastic job last year, but I'm looking forward. We got, you know, we just added two new additions to the team that are going to bring a lot of versatility to how we're going to play. I just can't wait to get on the court and start implementing things that we want to do offensively to help us grow and take it to another level. But, you know, we still got some time before we do that.
Friends. They do say coaches are a fraternity. The only time I've ever heard a coach take, well, it's not the only time. The most recent time I've heard a coach take a dump on another coach was when Sean Payton decided to eviscerate the former head coach of the Denver Broncos, who helped lead the team before he got there, who didn't have anything to do, no longer with the Denver Broncos, was now working with the New York Jets. Sean Payton took time to say how bad of a job he did. Outside of that, coaches are a fraternity. You don't want to take a dump on another guy because it could come right back around on you, and coaches are not stupid. They get hired to get fired. You know, you don't keep the job forever. It's slim pickings that you get a dude like Greg Popovich, who hired himself and ultimately only left the job because of health issues. You don't get dudes who are around for 20 years. You're not going to get like an Eric Spoelstra who's going to stick around for the next forever. Those are few and far in between. Man, in the NBA, we've had championship coaches who've been canned. The Frank Vogels of the world, the Budenholzers of the world. And with the New York Knicks, their expectations, what are y'all going to do next year? Just win the championship? Is that going to be the difference? I think as it stands right now, the New York Knicks, they have better depth on their team. I still think you need to hope that Mitchell Robinson is healthy. Good luck with that one for an entire season. He wasn't healthy last year. He showed up towards the end of the season, got some reps in before the season ended. God bless him. And he was healthy enough to help them throughout the playoffs. If Mitchell Robinson ain't healthy, I don't know if the Knicks are better. They're a different team. I don't think by bringing in Mike Brown, they're head and shoulders above. They didn't draft, the Michael Jordan of the past. They didn't acquire Giannis Antetokounmpo. They don't have Wilt Chamberlain on the team right now. The Knicks are going to be good. The Knicks are going to be one of the best teams in the East, without a shadow of a doubt. But the New York Knicks are going to have to go to the playoffs. So excuse me, forget the playoffs. If they don't do that, then they're really screwed. The New York Knicks are going to have to go at minimum right back to where they went, to the Eastern Conference Finals. Damn it, they're going to have to go to the finals. Otherwise, people are going to look at Mike Brown and say, hey, you screwed up. And yet we got to see where more dominoes fall, right? We don't know if Giannis is going to stay. Let me know when the season starts. He may not even be there after February. We know the Celtics have done a little rip down. There are people who are high on the Atlanta Hawks, if you want to trust Kristaps Porzingis. The Orlando Magic, who just gave Paolo Banchero an extension. There's some teams that should be on the up and up. The Sixers, you have no idea which way they're going to go. You want to talk about health. A lot of this is predicated on health. And so Mike Brown was even asked about that, taking a look at his starting five and the lineup. And are you running out two giant big guys and Karl Anthony Towns and Mitchell Robinson, two seven-footers? This is what Mike Brown had to say about his starting five.
Again, I thought, what the group did this past year in the playoffs, it just shows their potential. And not just defensively, but offensively too. And so I'm looking forward to putting a plan in place and working with those guys on both ends of the floor. I love their length. I love their versatility. And so implementing something or my vision is very exciting for me, and hopefully it is for everybody else, because I think the ceiling is high on both ends for the group.
Okay, all right. He talks a good game. That's what most coaches sound like during the introductory press conference. At this point in time, introductory press conferences are just, they're rubber stamps. And for the New York Knicks, it's just a matter of, yeah, we threw him out here. You spoke to him. Give us a break. Good luck to Mike Brown. Good luck. I give him a couple of seasons. I think the Knicks will be good. I think they were good this past season. I think they got rid of their coach because the New York Knicks are idiots, okay? I think they could have had the same amount of success, if not more, if they would have kept Tom Thibodeau and just added some of the players that they have. Yabusele, forward from France, who just completed a season with the Sixers and dunked on LeBron a year ago in Paris, France, okay? Jordan Clarkson, a former Sixth Man of the Year from a couple of years ago. Like, they've added depth to the bench. It'd be nice if they can add somebody else who can, maybe play defense and block some shots, but maybe some of their younger players develop into that, a Hakpoti. We'll see. Last year, certainly not so much. Big whoop-de-doo. The Knicks didn't climb the ladder. The Knicks got off one ladder and just climbed onto another one and stopped at the same damn spot. Now we just have to see whether or not they can go further. I don't think it's going to matter. They could have stayed on a damn ladder that they were on. Mike Brown. Yes, the Knicks fired a coach or hired a coach who was just fired. Mike Brown talked about his expectations for the team.
You talk about a historic franchise. Madison Square Garden. It's iconic. Our fans, they're the most knowledgeable and passionate, probably in all of sports. There's a lot of work to be done. We have an outstanding roster. What they did in the playoffs shows their potential. I've had great conversations with all of our players, and I'm looking forward to growing positive, strong relationships with all of them over time.
And good luck to Mike Brown. And by the way, the star player's dad was basically the associate head coach, the number two. He'll be demoted. He'll be on the bench. A little bit further down the bench, as Mike Brown will be empowered to hire whoever the hell he wants to be his lead chief. And good luck to the Knicks. I'm sure this is not going to end well. Good luck. Nice roster. I like him. I'm wishing him the best. But by just looking at history, good luck. Go ask Jeff Van Gundy how his time with the Knicks ended. The guy quit. He said, I'm not doing this anymore. Tom Thibodeau said, man, I'm getting paid. Y'all fired me? Okay, fine. Even Derrick Rose says he's in good spirits. Yeah, he says, I checked in with Tom. Tom is good. Yeah, $30 million would make me good, too. Let's see what bench Tom Thibodeau ends up on next. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We have so much more to get into. Speaking of coaches, I can't wait to tell you about former college and NFL head coach who was offered another job. Why he was, I have no idea. We had Big 12 Media Day. And although Deion Sanders is not going to speak tomorrow, we heard from the commissioner of the Big 12. And he had some big thoughts about the future of the college football playoff. I told you about Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Joe Burrow being featured and starring in this new series on Netflix, the second season of Quarterbacks. For whatever reason, these guys make a lot of money, and they're still miserable. Speaking of miserable, I don't want to call her miserable. I might get in trouble. Trinity Rodman, not happy with her coverage at Wimbledon, the coverage surrounding her boyfriend, Ben Shelton, at Wimbledon, and we'll get into that. LeBron James made his decision 15 years ago today. Did LeBron James' decision screw up the modern NBA and its free agent system? So we got a lot to do. We got some great guests. I told you Christian Winfield will be here with us from the New York Daily News. We'll talk Wimbledon with Gil Gross. He's here from the Tennis Channel. We got a lot to do. We're just warming up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Looking to earn a business degree that fits your busy life? UNC Greensboro's Bryan School of Business and Economics offers flexible, fully online programs with courses as short as 7 weeks. Get the same high-quality education as you would on campus with the convenience and affordability of online learning. Explore a variety of in-demand programs. Don't wait. Apply now to start this fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu to apply today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we just talked about one press conference had today. Mike Brown, introduced as the new head coach of the New York Knicks. And we had a series of press conferences in Texas today. As Big 12, the conference, held its media day. And naturally, all the football coaches show up between today and tomorrow. It's media day, even though it lasts 2 days. But the big show is tomorrow when Deion Sanders speaks. We haven't heard really from Deion since he disclosed, he shared an undisclosed illness. That's feels like an oxymoron, but that's pretty much the case here. And so we got to wait to hear what Deion says about his health. He will certainly be asked about that. We'll also certainly have an answer. Deion will be asked about his son, Shador, who fell in the draft. You've heard him talk about it on a podcast. I don't know if he'll be asked about that, but most certainly he'll be asked about the current quarterback situation with Colorado. I'm sure Travis Hunter will come up. And we got to see what Deion can do without coaching his kids. We'll find out sooner than later. So tomorrow's presser with Deion Sanders will be something to behold. So the Big 12 is holding media day. Over the next several weeks, we get into the SEC, the ACC, and what have you. But just last week here on this show, we had Michael Yormark on the show. Michael Yormark is the president of Roc Nation Sports. And he's run a lot of teams, the Florida Panthers, and now he runs a Jay-Z sports company. Terrific. He has a twin brother. His name is Brett. Brett was not on the show. Brett was at Big 12 Media Day because he's the commissioner of the Big 12. And he has been aggressive in receiving sponsorships and thinking outside the box and bringing in teams, despite obviously the Big 12 losing big teams and like Oklahoma and Texas. He's thinking ahead. He's looking out for the Big 12, and he knows he has to be innovative when the big boys in town are the Big 10 and the SEC. And we know that the college football playoff just adjusted to move things forward next year. So instead of having these stupid seedings that we had this past year, we got top four teams getting a bye, doesn't matter, conference champions. We are going to move just to the top four teams getting buys. Now, there's an additional change that's going to happen when the new television rights start, and that's going to be an expansion of the playoff. And so instead of looking at 12 teams, we're eventually going to move into 16. And if you're the SEC and you're the Big Ten, we've heard so many stories about how they want to control the college football playoff. How they want to just have the SEC and Big Ten receiving four automatic bids and the ACC and Big 12. Here, you guys just get two. You figure this out, okay? Notre Dame will get one if they end up in the top 16 and everybody else just fall in line. Well, you can imagine if you're Brett Yormark, you're not a fan of that. You don't want to be belittled. You don't want to only get two selections while, oh my God, the SEC and the Big Ten get four. He proposes something different. Just a 5 plus 11, where the 5 highest ranked conference champions get automatic bids. And then everybody else falls in line after that. He doesn't want this domination here between the SEC and the Big Ten. And he made a strong statement about it earlier today. Listen.
I fully expect the Big 12 to earn multiple college football playoff bids this year. And to show once again that we can compete with anyone. Speaking of the CFP, we continue to believe the 5-11 model proposed by the Big 12 and the ACC is the right playoff format for college football. We want to earn it on the field. We do not need a professional model because we are not the NFL. We are college football, and we must act like it. There is nothing in sports like college football, and we must protect what makes it special and do what's right for the fans and the game.
Man, if the Yormark twins just merged into one person, they might as well just be commissioner of all sports. Like every statement that they make, every statement is so powerful. I guess they're trying to be, I know they're trying to be innovative in the Big 12. Speaking of innovative, I don't know how innovative this is, I do know that it's unique, and I think this is only something that Brett Yarmark would do. The Big 12 is not going to release any type of preseason polling, any media polling prior to the year. And there's a reason for that. If you recall, you go back to last year, you had Arizona State. They were picked last. And you know what they did? They ultimately won the damn conference. And so that's something that he's getting rid of as well. Let's take a listen to his explanation of it.
I think it disadvantaged Arizona State last year. They were picked 16th. And I think that hurt them. And Scott Draber, our chief competition officer, and I discussed this. I think there's no value. And I also feel that with the transfer portal and with roster management and what goes on, you know, as you build that roster, no one knows what they really have. They know what they have on paper, but it hasn't played out. So I don't know if it's a trend or not, but certainly it's the right thing for the Big 12, and I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, that was the appetizer. And he didn't say anything that was too crazy. He said things that he said in the past, and today he let us know about a preseason poll. Whoop-de-freaking-do. You still have to go out there and play the games regardless. And yeah, it can hurt you in the seedings. Not a bad idea. I don't care. Let him go out there and play the games and earn it. I actually think it's smart what he did. So we heard this from Brett Yarmark. We're going to find out ultimately what the 16-team college football playoff will look like. And today he got on his stump. He stood up on his soapbox and he told everybody again, reaffirmed what he's looking for, what he expects from the Big 12. Now, ultimately, I can understand not accepting just too big because you look like little brother. You want to earn it. Do I think all things considered by the time we got down to brass tacks, would we have two Big 12 teams being represented in a 16-team playoff? I think not. I think the Big 12, the teams historically have been so close together, they kind of cannibalize each other. There's not like one or two teams that kind of crawl out from the top and beat down on the other ones. But I more understand not looking to settle for being second fiddle to the SEC and the Big Ten. Because things change. We know historically what it's looked like. The SEC and the Big Ten are the powerhouses of college football. I don't expect that to change. But when you think about the power structure and the dynamics and conference realignment and things that we've already seen over the past 4 and 5 years, don't cede any land. Don't give in. Don't say, hey, we're going to just be number two and be happy with whatever we get because the SEC and Big Ten wanted to give it to us. I commend Brett Yarmark for going out there and taking that stance. Hey, Botcher, what do you think about what he said today?
He's being completely honest. I think the competition level in certain conferences, you can understand. But when it gets to the playoff, one game can change anything. And Arizona State put up a fight, yet they did lose. But I like to see balanced playing field. So the four byes and having everything guaranteed for certain conferences like the SEC and Big Ten, I don't like that. So I'm okay with what he's saying right now.
Yeah, I think so. Look, we no longer have a Power Five. It take the four top-ranked teams, and like he said, go out there and battle for it. And if you have the SEC and you're the Big Ten, I understand too. You're trying to throw your weight around. You want to see how much you can push. You want to see how much you can get out of it because it's a benefit to you. That doesn't mean it's a benefit to all of college football. But we know in the world that we live in, man, people, you got to look out for yourself first. And if you don't, nobody else will. That's why we see what we have here, what we heard today from Brett Yarmark. I can't wait to hear what we get from Deion Sanders tomorrow. That will be interesting. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, speaking of coaches, I can't believe this guy still says things like this publicly. We have a coach, former coach in college football, failure of a coach in the NFL, who said that he was offered a job to return to college and be a general manager. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side, and then I'm going to explain why even considering this man for a job is probably a bad idea. Okay? 888-710-4ISN. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a newsflash with Rich Ackerman.
We're here to sweat the details, to test and retest, to optimize and perfect. First in the lab, and then in the world. Because when you're known for delivering speed, reliability, and coverage inside, you need to deliver speed, reliability, and coverage outside. In all kinds of weather, all year round. Introducing Eero Outdoor 7. Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. This is about to sound very, very bad. He suggested a Coca-Cola. I'm in Atlanta, the home of Coca-Cola. Damn it, the Museum of Coke and Coca-Cola headquarters this and Coca-Cola headquarters. It's down the block. I can't tell you the last time I had a Coke. Now, the last time I probably had a Coke, it probably had some rum in it. So, the Coke was in the rum, not the rum in the Coke. But anyway, I'll sit down with you. Anyway, you can call me. Hey, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I love the lovely people at Coca-Cola. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. One thing that I don't love. Or do not love. I do not like it at all. Is the idea of hiring people that just are incompetent. Or they have proven to be incompetent. You know, we just heard from Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12. Big 12 is having its media day between today and tomorrow. And then I realized that Urban Meyer had some things to say. Nothing earth-shattering from Urban Meyer. It's not the college football season yet. You got to wait a little bit of time to see him on Fox Sports and the kickoff show. But Urban Meyer was on a podcast, and he revealed that he was offered another job. And no, not to coach on the sidelines anywhere. Certainly not in the NFL. And let's be real. Can you see Urban Meyer committing to coach on the sidelines in college? I think not. But he says he was offered a different type of job in the college ranks. Listen to what he had to say on the Triple Option podcast.
I don't know if I even told Rob and Mark this, but I had a school come see me this year and asked if I wanted to be the GM and a couple other phone calls. And you start to think, okay, they actually came to see me. And so I said, yeah, we'll meet, and I'll sit down with you guys. And I said, okay, what is the job description? They said, well, basically you handle all the, you meet with all the agents of the 17, 18-year-olds. And I thought, I'd rather step on a rusty nail and pull it out myself. I mean, what in the – but if that's what you got to do, Jim, God bless you, brother.
Urban Meyer rather step on a rusty nail than deal with teenagers – in their agents. Well, I don't know if Urban Meyer has ever stepped on a rusty nail in the past. I do know that Urban Meyer has stepped into some you-know-what. He has put his foot, he has jumped 2 feet, he's jumped into some bullcrap with his own doing. And so these have to be teams, these have to be schools that are just looking for a buzz. Ain't no reputable school reaching out to Urban Meyer at this point in time and saying, hey, dude, you know what? Come in and be our general manager. You know, I don't see the Gators reaching back and going, you know what, Urban, why don't you come on back here? And instead of, handling things on the sideline, you just handle the business. I cannot see him back at The Ohio State University. Of course not. Not with Ryan Day feeling like for now that he's on top of the world unless he loses to Michigan again. I can't see that being the case. These have to be lower end schools who are reaching out to Urban Meyer. Or maybe he's just lying out of his teeth. He said one school and then it turned from one school into a couple others. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you feel better. But if I have to think about Urban Meyer, the last time he was tasked with running anything, it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. And for whatever reason, Shad Khan, the owner, the guy who got robbed by one of his own employees in the accounting department, I guess it may all make sense now, he let Urban Meyer have run of the entire ship. Like what he did at Florida and Ohio State was going to turn into championships with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, his biggest error as a head coach was to not stay with his team after a loss, but to hang out with a blonde young lady who is not his wife at a bar. That's one way to be a distraction. Another way to be a distraction is to have allegations that you kicked the kicker. Josh Lambeau said that he was warming up and I guess Urban Meyer wasn't happy with him and, you know, was kicking at him and, you know, being a jerk. Allegations. He did hire that guy, Chris Doyle, who was fired from his job in college for being a jerk and allegations of being racist. And then Urban Meyer had to fire him. This is like right when he got the job. And so how am I supposed to hire somebody to run my program when apparently this guy couldn't even organize the simplest things of an NFL team? And we know there is a difference between college and the pros. I know it's changing a whole hell of a lot now with the players having agents and whatnot. I'm not hiring Urban Meyer to do anything. Okay, he could sit on television, he could sit around on Fox, and he can give everybody advice. But it just seems like a bad idea to even think that Urban Meyer is going to run a program. Okay, guys might be cheating in class. There might be dudes who are, you know, Urban Meyer is going to turn a blind eye to, you know, terrible things and allegations. Whoever's hiring him, whoever thought about hiring him, is just a jackass, middling team. Botcher, what do you think? He's not getting another job. He's going to sit on TV until he's done.
He'll sit on TV one, yes. But even still, if I was a player who was looking to go to a high D1 college and I see Urban Meyer as the GM option or like Bill Belichick, who in their right mind would pick Urban Meyer over Bill Belichick knowing what's happened with Meyer? It seems like the only reason for the school supposedly to hire Meyer was just to get into the news headlines. Because knowing well that Meyer is not going to be a good GM because he can't deal with the new NIL, it's a mess.
Yeah, you'd have to be one of these schools just looking for a buzz. And so, sure, North Carolina hired Bill Belichick because they were looking for a buzz, and Bill Belichick was looking for a job, and there is some history there with his family. We just talked about the New York Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau. That's the anti-buzz. That's just being stupid. Bringing in Urban Meyer, I'm not going to say that he's going to wreck the place or burn the building down. I mean, we can pull up every cliche and analogy possible. It would just be bad. You think about the college system that currently exists. Bill Belichick is in college right now because pretty much, well, we know nobody wanted him in the NFL. And then things changed in college where it is run a little bit more like the pros. He was able to bring in a Mike Lombardi, who we've had on this show plenty of times, to pretty much be the GM, the general manager at North Carolina. But in most cases, you look at the college sports landscape, we have reputable Hall of Fame caliber coaches who said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm gone. Okay, Coach K said, I'm getting the hell up on out of here. We got Jay Wright who said, I'm not doing this crap. And so, yeah, Urban Meyer can sit around on a podcast and go, well, I'm not doing it either. Well, man, hey, you had your time to go out there and coach. And then you had your health issues with Ohio State. You had your chance and your shot in the NFL. And then you screwed that up. You know, I can understand if the NFL and the players didn't respect you and you didn't know how to relate to them because you're used to hanging out with even younger men. I understand all of that. But when you're not even smart enough to separate business from pleasure, you're hanging out with young blonde women after football losses, and women that are not your wife are sitting on your lap. Can I see Harbaugh doing that? Pick a Harbaugh. The answer is no. Could I see Mike Tomlin doing that? No. But Urban Meyer? Yes. Well, we were in Ohio, and I was at my bar that I own, and I was taking photos, and even Urban Meyer said what he did was just stupid, stupid, stupid. So if he wants to give himself a pat on the back, good for him. We'll see you on a big noon kickoff, Urban Meyer. Ain't nobody hiring that guy for another job. I think his days of running anything are over, and he's not even old. The guy's 60 years old. Matter of fact, he's going to celebrate a birthday in a couple of days. He will be 61 years old in 2 days. He can still go out there and coach. He could certainly be a general manager, but not with some of the decisions that he's made. So it's like old guy telling stories. Ain't nobody hiring Urban Meyer. Stay away from that dude. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back on the other side of the break, I want to tell you about an individual who decided to make a smart decision. His name is Nikola Jokic. He had a decision to make regarding his contractual status this season, and it appears he is making a wise financial decision. I'll fill you in on what exactly that is. And then I did mention to you, speaking of football, we have quite a few quarterbacks highlighted on this Netflix series. Quarterback, Kirk Cousins, not happy. Jared Goff, not happy. Joe Burrow, not happy. These guys are making more money than most, a whole hell of a lot of most folks. Why are they so unhappy? I'll let you hear on the other side of the break. You think in the life of an NFL QB, you'd be thrilled. Not these guys. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'll tell you why Joker is so smart, and I'll tell you why the quarterbacks are so, so mad. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Ready to take the next step in your career? The Bryan School of Business and Economics at UNC Greensboro offers a range of affordable, fully online undergraduate programs designed to prepare you for in-demand business roles. With flexible courses, dedicated faculty, and a strong return on investment, it's a smart choice for your future. Develop the skills employers want and gain the confidence to stand out in today's competitive job market. Apply now to start in the fall. Visit bryan.uncg.edu.